No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to a Saturday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am so glad that you can join us today on this Saturday morning as we head to New York, and we're talking to our friends Mark and John Cronin of John's Crazy Socks. I'm very excited to have Mark and John on the line again. I believe this is the third visit to the Mark Wyatt Show, but they're always welcome. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Mark and John Cronin.
We are glad to be here, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
How can we say no to somebody named Mark?
It's such a great name. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you both on. And as we were talking before the segment, Mark, John has gone through the COVID experience, and it dates back to the Christmas holidays.
Yeah. Listen, COVID has affected all of us. And we could talk about, you know, our business and changes here. But at a very personal level, despite how careful we were, and we thought we were very careful, John, my wife, and I all contracted the virus just before Christmas. So we developed symptoms the Monday before Christmas. And by Christmas Eve, John was really struggling. And one of the realities is, you know, John, you have Down syndrome, right?
I do.
You have Down. And what do you say about Down syndrome?
I have Down syndrome. Down syndrome. I never hold me back.
It does not hold you back. But people with Down syndrome, and this is true about many people with disabilities, they're particularly vulnerable during the pandemic. So people with Down syndrome are not more likely to get the virus. But if they do, they're 5 times more likely to be hospitalized and 10 times more likely to die. So we were very wary. On Christmas morning, we went to an urgent care center. They took John's oxygen level, which was about an 80. You want to be at 99 or 100. And they said, get thee to the hospital. We went to the ER. They admitted him right away. The good news was, because of the experience, they knew better how to treat it. So they started John with a very aggressive oxygen treatment, steroids, remdesivir, a blood thinner to avoid blood clots, antibiotics to fight the pneumonia he had. He stabilized. They got the oxygen level up as long as he was receiving oxygen. But a day later, he coded. He was really struggling to breathe. They moved him to critical care. And for another day or so, things were dicey. They were getting worse. The pneumonia was getting worse. And then, for reasons you don't know sometimes, things just turned around. And John, from that point, was doing better and better. He walked out of the hospital singing and dancing. Right?
Yes.
But we went back to that hospital. We did an event to thank them. We brought back hundreds of pairs of socks to give out. Superheroes.
Yes. We came back to the hospital. We want to say a big thank you. All the doctors and nurses who took care of me and my dad. And I am so happy. I want to share with everyone I'm doing okay. It's wonderful.
But we used that as an opportunity, and it was some media coverage to,
right,
to say thank you and recognize the work that the frontline workers are doing to highlight the vulnerability of people with Down syndrome. And that hospital did something which everyone agreed made a big difference. They let me stay with John the whole time. And having a family member present, it helped John. It also helped the medical staff, because there was somebody who could assist them, could in some ways translate. Like, for example, there was one point after John was doing well, when a nurse was in the room and John grabbed his stomach and said, Dad, I'm in pain. I'm in pain. My stomach hurts. And the nurse looked and like was beginning to panic and was going to call doctors, and they were going to run tests and said, wait a second, John, do you need to poop? He says, yeah. He said, that's all it is. But if they didn't have a family member there, they wouldn't know. That's all
what's
going on.
Well, and also, I also can't imagine, Mark, for you and your wife, if you were not able to be there, what that experience would be like for you being on the outside looking in. That would be horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, and let me say, even though I was sick with the virus, and my wife was home with the virus, so she's home alone, exhausted. That was a big thing with the virus. But that was tough. That was tough for her, not being able to see her son, and it would have been so much worse if neither of us were there.
Right. And at that point, when I left the hospital, when I get home, that point, I feel a little bit headache. I feel a little bit dizzy.
Well, yeah, but you were okay, though, right?
Yeah.
Which is all good. You know, medicine involves science, but there's also a human side to it.
Yes.
And that's really important for everyone involved in the system to remember.
One of the things that we talked about, Mark, was the fact that when you're talking about someone with special needs, special abilities, a disability, however someone terms it, to fit the audience here, if someone were to come in contact with COVID-19 or any other virus or disease for that matter, you talked about the vulnerability and the fact that the likelihood of them going to the hospital with COVID-19 is very high. Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Yeah, it's people with disabilities are at greater risk, and it depends on the nature of the disability, but many are particularly at risk for respiratory illnesses. And there's another factor, and I've learned this through the Special Olympics, but I can see it in John. Many people with a disability, you've got a certain segment who are nonverbal and others who struggle to communicate. Well, it's hard for them to tell a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a medical person exactly what's going on. It's hard for them to articulate that. And so oftentimes doctors don't understand, or they kind of lose patience and they're not listening. And so people with disabilities tend to be undertreated for that reason.
And that's something that we need to bring awareness to. And if we can look at anything from John suffering from COVID-19 during the Christmas holidays and think about, of course, you recognizing, as you mentioned, John, first responders and those in the medical field who were there to help save your life, and then also bringing awareness to those with other abilities, disabilities, to be able to bring awareness to the vulnerability of that community.
And one of the things the doctors would tell us in the hospital, they'd look and say, in the end, we know nothing. That we're still learning about this virus. And they can't explain fully why it affects some one way and others another way. Like, you know, I am. We were very careful about the virus, in part because we owed an obligation to our colleagues. We knew about John's risk. Plus, how do I put this? I'm a fat old man. I thought, I get this virus, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
And the reality is, we don't know how it's going to affect people. And we don't know people's comorbidities. You could look at somebody and you don't know that that person has diabetes. Or, you know, a friend of mine, his wife only has one kidney and she's having troubles with that kidney. So she's very vulnerable. But you don't know that by looking at it, right? It's so, you know, that's part of the challenge with this virus is really thinking about other people and how do we react to make sure we take care of other people.
And the fact is, Mark, a person who's walking around may find out that they have a comorbidity after they get COVID-19. That's been a concern, is that maybe you haven't gone to the doctor enough. Maybe you don't know that you have something underlying that can have an adverse effect when it comes to COVID-19.
Right.
Mark and John, if it's okay with you guys, let's take a quick break and then we'll change the conversation. We'll adjust it to John's crazy socks and what's going on with you guys and your busy, bustling factory there in Long Island, New York, okay?
That'd be great.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Mark and John Cronin with John's Crazy Socks. I hope that you'll stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is John from John's Ready Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Trust the mic.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to a Saturday edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you could join us today on this Saturday morning. Earlier in the week, we actually had a young lady with Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we talked to Gabby, and in that conversation, we actually mentioned Mark and John Cronin and John's Crazy Socks. They knew all about John's Crazy Socks. Me and Mark had talked about wanting them to come back on the program, so right now we have Mark and John Cronin. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mark and John.
Well, we're so glad to be here, and we know Gabby and Gabby's Grounds, and that's a wonderful little business there. In fact, you know, we could talk about some of the things we're doing. One of the initiatives we're developing is a marketplace where businesses that are owned by, led by, or focus on people with differing abilities will be able to sell their products. Think of it as an alternative to Amazon. We've been able to attain a certain level of reach with our website, and we want to use that to help support other businesses and other entrepreneurs like Gabby's Grounds. So we're really excited about that initiative, and we expect to enroll that in the next several months.
That's incredible. Another young lady from Long Island, New York, Kyla Carter, who has a segment called Kyla's Corner on the Mark White Show. She heard Gabby's story. And in a few minutes, people are going to hear a new episode of Kyla's Corner where she talks about Gabby's Grounds and the business in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so I thought it'd be great to tie this whole show in with John's Crazy Socks, Gabby's Grounds, Coffee Shop, and let people be aware of the opportunities that are out there to support these entrepreneurs like John and Gabby.
Yeah, entrepreneurship is an important option for everybody. But it's important for people with differing abilities. I mean, John, you're like a natural entrepreneur, right?
Yes, I am.
So, you know, John's situation, and I know this is similar to Gabby's and others, when he was getting out of school, you know, finishing up high school, looking around and couldn't find anything that he wanted to do, right?
Right. And I've been looking around. I'm looking jobs for Clemson School. I do like.
So, but here's where he's a natural entrepreneur. Instead of looking at that as a problem, he saw it as an opportunity and said, I'll create my own job.
Right.
Right? And that's what you tell me.
I said, I want to go a bit with my dad. I want to have a nice father-son dinner together.
And that's one of the reasons that we do a lot of work with other businesses to try to get them off the ground and offer advice and guidance and connecting. We try to connect people all the time to help them figure out how to grow their business. I already had one conversation like that this morning with a woman in Missouri. Her and her son have a T-shirt shop. That's important to us, and that's one of the things we're doing. We have another initiative, and maybe you saw this. We got some media play on this, but we have introduced our Unity Socks. We're trying to bring America together. We want to remind people that we have more in common than we do that, you know, in differences. And we kicked this off with two New York congressmen, one Republican, and that was Andrew Garbarino.
Right, and Democrat, Tom Suozzi.
Tom Suozzi. And we're giving a pair of those socks to every member of Congress to remind them that we want to see them bring people together, to not foment differences, but to find the common ground. We come from different backgrounds. We can have differences of opinion and differences on policy, but we can still respect each other and find that common purpose. And we have a common purpose. We all believe in the dream of America, the dream of the United States.
Right.
That we're really excited to introduce those Unity Socks. We've sent a pair to the president. There's a pair going to every member of Congress. And we're going to bring them to state houses as well.
You know, one of the things I think about, Mark and John, while you're talking about this, is the fact that no two people agree on everything. And we decide how we get along with people a lot of times depending on whether they agree with you or me. That's the determination as to whether or not we can have a relationship, a friendship, if you will. But you mentioned it. You talked about the family in Missouri that have a T-shirt company, that has a T-shirt company. You talk about the networking and the importance of making those connections. If we decide that we don't want to connect with people, that we don't want to find common ground, then guess what? We're not going to do it. If we choose to connect with people, if we choose to use our talents and our abilities to work with each other, to find that common ground to work together, then guess what? Again, we're going to be able to do that. I think if we're all in agreement that we want to unify, that we want to be together, then that's a great starting point for that relationship.
Yes, it's to start with what we have in common. I share an experience I had now a dozen years ago. I had helped organize a local campaign to change our town charter and how we elected our elected officials. And we had this interesting coalition behind us. There were progressives and Obama supporters, and there were Tea Party people and conservatives. And they came together to work on this campaign. And we had this big old rambling house, so we'd have meetings in our house, and we'd have 30 or 40 people there. And there were times when I would stop and just laugh, because I point out to them, the year before, during the presidential campaign, these same people stood on opposite street corners screaming at each other. And yet here they were, they still had their beliefs, but here they were, breaking bread, enjoying each other's company, finding out maybe they're Met fans or Yankee fans together, and working on something where they had a shared common interest. And that's the way things ought to be.
Speaking of that, I want to talk about the Spreading Happiness show that you and John are involved in. And you and John have figured out how to spread happiness through a special show.
You know, this comes back to you get hit with the pandemic. You know, the first thing we had to do was make sure we took care of everybody's health here. But then you ask, how do we respond? And so we make some adjustments to what we did. We used to have school tours coming through here and social service agencies coming in. Well, we couldn't do that anymore, so you moved that online. We do a lot of speaking engagements. We traveled the country. One of the last ones that we did was down in Mobile, Alabama. We traveled across Canada, Mexico. We moved those online. And one of the things that happens is it opens the world. So now we've spoken at conferences literally around the world that wouldn't have occurred if we had to travel there. But we also ask, if we have a mission to spread happiness, what else can we do? So one of the things is we started our Spreading Happiness show. It's a Facebook Live show we do twice a week. It's just you and me, pal, right?
Right, Dad.
And we tell some stories. We tell some jokes. We talk with our community. We share that. And that reaches about 40,000 people. So we're not changing the world. But during the pandemic, there was enough bad news. There were enough information sources. We just wanted to spread some happiness. And we did something else along with it. What do you do every Tuesday afternoon?
Every Tuesday, I hold a dance party every Tuesday at 3 p.m. in the time.
John hosts an online dance party every Tuesday afternoon. And it's awesome to see 100 people dancing on Zoom. It's just a way of, and particularly many of them have a differing ability and they may be isolated. This is a way for people to be able to come together. You change. You know, we started introducing and selling masks, but we also introduced our healthcare superhero socks in response to the pandemic. It's a line of socks to say thank you to the frontline workers, and we've raised over $50,000 for COVID-19 relief by selling those socks.
Incredible.
So there's a lot of ways to do things. One of the things we've created and is a charity fundraising program that's touchless because we know so many nonprofits were really hurt by the pandemic. You know, they couldn't do their walks or their runs or their golf outings. They couldn't have their gala events. So we wanted to try to help. We created a touchless way to work with nonprofits to help them raise money. In fact, we've now just rolled out, we have a set of services for businesses and a set of services for nonprofits to try to help and try to respond to inquiries we get, but also to help both of those sectors.
You recently wrote a chapter in a book and you posted about that. And one of the things that you mentioned was that before John was born, you lacked imagination and the capacity to see what John could do. You mentioned that John has been patient, he's been kind, and he has led you to see the possibilities. I think about the amazing impact that John has had on so many lives, and as I listen to you and the success, I think about that day of birth and that chapter that you wrote. Your imagination has now broadened and expanded, to say the least.
Yes. You know, sometimes, and we were getting told this, you have a child born with a disability. We were getting told by loving and caring people, you know, God only gives a burden to those who can handle it, which is kind of an odd view, you know, of God kind of looking down and saying, oh, you look to be doing okay. Let's see if you can handle this. But in fact, it's not a burden. And we're the ones that benefit. John has taught my wife and I and his brothers how to be better people. And that's carried on here where we work at John's Crazy Socks, where more than half our colleagues have a different ability. And you learn to see what people can do, not to focus on the negatives, and let people express themselves for who they are, not who you think they can or should be. And you learn that everybody has a story to tell, and we can benefit by listening to that story with everybody.
I love it, Mark. Love you guys both. John, love you, buddy, and the great work that you're doing across the country and the world.
Well, Mark, you know, you having us on, that really helps, right? Because we're trying to spread happiness. We're trying to show what people with different abilities can do.
Yes.
So when you talk to us and share this with your audience, that's helping our mission.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I hope that it does help as people are listening right now who maybe need to have a little more imagination. I hope it does help, because with stories like John, with stories like Gabby's, even Daniel Svoboda, who I had on the program, he speaks about autism in his life and the different circumstances that people have, that it teaches us all a lesson that we need to learn.
Yes. John, what are the two things you talk about that matter?
Two things I've been praying, and gratitude for others.
Right. Just having gratitude, just appreciating what we have, and think about doing for others. And it's, for many, it's a counterintuitive thing. But the more we do for others, the better off each of us are.
Absolutely. Let's tell people how they can connect with John's Crazy Socks.
Yes, I'll read it again at johnscrazysocks.com.
Right. And you mentioned autism. We are accepting applications for our Autism Can Do scholarship. It's a $5,000 scholarship for someone on the autism spectrum to use to further their education in any way they'd like. So we have a lot going on at johnscrazysocks.com.
That's right.
It's been a real pleasure to have you both on the program today, and you're always welcome. I appreciate you, and John, thank you again, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mark. And as always, let us know if there's something we can do to help you. And we're going to share this episode to our social media so people can hear it.
Thank you, buddy. John's Crazy Socks, Mark and John Cronin, we were glad to have them on the program. When we come back, we're actually going to Washington State to talk to Tony Angelo about his brother-in-law, Jamie Sweeney, who had cardiac arrest back April 13th, and the family needs your support. We're going to talk about that fundraiser during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, followed by a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter, as she talks about Gabby's Grounds, about being able to create your own business, your own ideas, as Gabby did and as John Cronin and Mark have done with John's Crazy Socks. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We are in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. My friend Jeremy Dayhut shared a fundraiser recently concerning a family member, and I wanted to try to help. So I reached out and asked if anyone wanted to come on the program to talk about the situation with Jamie Sweeney. I actually was connected with Sheridan Sweeney, his daughter, and she connected me to Tony Angelo, who is a brother to Jamie's wife, Peggy. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tony Angelo.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And this situation, of course, is very serious. And as you mentioned, Sheridan would be on the program, but it's very difficult to talk about, obviously, your own father and what he's going through right now after having a cardiac arrest on April the 13th.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been definitely a very trying time for everyone, and just appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
As we look at the GoFundMe, the fundraiser, it mentions that your sister responded very well to the situation when Jamie had his heart attack by doing chest compressions, contacting 911, and getting emergency aid to him as quickly as possible.
She actually had said he was snoring so loudly that evening that she had contemplated actually kind of bumping him and saying, "Hey, why don't you go sleep on the couch this evening?" And then she thought, well, no, just, you know, he's sleeping. You know, maybe an hour or so later, she felt that he had some kind of cardiac event happening, and she just sprung into action and started performing CPR, called 911, who then helped continue to walk her through what she should be doing until the EMTs arrived and took over.
When you think about a small business owner and what happens when we have
things like this, health issues that come up, of course, that closes the business down depending on the situation. We're talking about someone who is self-employed when we're talking about Jamie Sweeney, and he's currently in the hospital, not able to work.
Yeah, and this is one of these things that when taken in its totality, when you've known Jamie and what a hard worker that he is that guy who would work two jobs if that's what was required to care for his family through the years, and how hard he has worked to get himself to the point where he owned his own business. It meant a great deal to him to have achieved that, and he's done fantastic with his business. Kind of knowing that, knowing him, it even goes a step beyond that. It's something that's been very precious to him to have that opportunity, but he is a one-man operation.
I think about the words of Sheridan. She talked about when they were small children and the fact that their parents always were the first one to give to someone in need, the shirt off their backs. And there's an opportunity now for people to be able to help Jamie and your sister, Peggy.
Yeah, it is. It was a serious event that took place. You know, it was a full cardiac arrest. He had stopped breathing. His organs were in danger, all of that. It was a very serious event. The one thing I would say, and to anyone who's listening to this and who knows Jamie, there will be a collective nodding of the heads, I assure you, when I say he is someone who is loyal to a fault. He's someone who, you know, when the chips are down, you could count on him. He would be, regardless of how difficult the situation might be or what it might be in terms of a personal cost to him, he is that guy who a great deal of loyalty, a courageous person. And it is. This is our opportunity and the opportunity for others to support someone who, without hesitation, is always there for others.
The fundraiser's now underway. What has been the response thus far to the GoFundMe for Jamie and Peggy Sweeney?
Yeah, we were all amazed. As you can imagine, it's not a comfortable thing to put that out there, you know, to put a link on the internet, that type of thing. You know, that was a decision that wasn't made lightly. Definitely some consideration of that, like, you know, are we going to do this? And then when we did it, the response was almost immediate as people began stepping up. And it was very humbling. I can tell you that the family was extremely grateful for the response that they saw. It was heartwarming during a really difficult time. And so the response has been really strong. I believe that at this point, somewhere around $14,000 have been raised and greatly appreciated. And yeah, just look forward to where it might go from here.
The GoFundMe is gofundme.com/support-for-Jamie-Peggy. You can also search in GoFundMe, support for Jamie Peggy. That will get you to the GoFundMe, and the family has been really good about updating. They can follow the GoFundMe and get updates. I've noticed that people have done really well updating that, Tony.
Yes, actually, I would say it's been kind of a therapeutic thing for the family to kind of keep people posted, and the opportunity to express their gratitude as well has been, you know, has been really great.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me here on the Mark White Show to share about the effort for the Sweeney family. Prayers for your brother-in-law and your sister, Peg, and prayers for his daughters and his son as well, and the extended family. We appreciate the fact that you were able to join me, Tony, and share about the fundraiser for Jamie and Peggy Sweeney.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated.
What you just heard was a previously recorded conversation that I had with Tony Angelo. And since the recording, there has been an update on Jamie Sweeney and his condition. His daughter Megan wrote, "I really have no words. My dad isn't going to be coming home. The doctors have truly given it their all, and my dad is the strongest man I know. But it won't be enough. We are transitioning to end-of-life comfort care soon. Sheridan, Trey, and I were finally allowed to see him and hug and kiss him. Our family is completely devastated, as are so many others.
please keep our family in your prayers. I want to say that in March 2018, our family went through a similar experience with my grandmother, Hedrick. We wanted her to live on, but that wasn't going to happen. I hope that as we focus on the Sweeney family and what they are going through, that you will consider donating to this GoFundMe to help Peggy and the family move forward. Again, that is GoFundMe.com/support-for-Jamie-Peggy. We all wish for a different outcome, but I want the Sweeney family to know that the Mark White Show and many others across the country are here to support your family moving forward. Please keep the family in your prayers. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter as she focuses on another difference maker in Raleigh, North Carolina, Gabby Angelini, who has Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. After Kyla's segment, we'll have the Make a Difference Minute replay. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in or give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece.
To Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. The Mark White Show is all about making a difference in the world. Every day, Mark has special guests from all over the country on his show that talk about a variety of different topics, and his listeners not only enjoy the message of the guests being interviewed, but they learn how they can make a difference, too. Mark gives the guests a platform to talk about their struggles, hopes, dreams, and successes in life. This is the reason I was really excited when Mark offered me the opportunity to have a segment on his show, where I can share encouraging and inspiring messages. I believe that if I can make a difference in somebody's life, even if it's just one person, I am making a difference in this world. Recently, Mark interviewed Gabby Angelini, who created Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop, a small business in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her story resonated with me because Gabby is a woman that has special needs, who would interview for jobs and get turned away because of her disability. Many of the job interviewers thought that because of Gabby's special needs, she would be too slow or wouldn't work hard enough. Her story upset me. It is discrimination and completely untrue. I had come to learn from her interview that she is a very hard worker and definitely would have been able to do the job that she was applying for. I always say to find the light in the darkness and the sun in the clouds. And what I loved about Gabby's story is she did just that. Because of the rejection she faced, she decided to take things into her own hands. And with the support of her mother, they created her own business, and Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop was born. Gabby didn't stop there. She made it her mission to provide jobs for special needs people just like her. She wanted to give them a chance to shine and succeed. She worked hard to create a positive space for all people where they can show their abilities and celebrate their differences. Though she faced so much rejection, She was able to accomplish great things despite her challenges. Gabby is living proof that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. I want to encourage my listeners and anyone with special needs or living with a disability that even though you may face challenges, rejection, and discriminatory behavior, you can push through all of these things to follow your dreams and live your life sunny side up. I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute Replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
DJ Svoboda was diagnosed at the age of 3 with autism spectrum disorder. Growing up, DJ was teased and bullied. These negative experiences inspired DJ to create the land of Imagineville, a safe place in his imagination where everyone is treated kindly and accepted just the way they are.
Kindness is very important everywhere around the world. So is acceptance. I believe it's time for the whole world to know that everybody with autism and disabilities of all ages want to be loved and accepted for who they are too. And they definitely have a great and amazing and awesome place in this world, just like everybody else does. Kindness is important because it shows that you care. It shows love and it shows respect above and beyond. I like to explain that it's important to accept others for who they are on the inside. It's a loving, kind, caring heart and soul that always matters the very most, and it's important to accept others for who they are on the inside. And that definitely goes for everybody with autism, disabilities, and special needs of all ages, and it's time to use the power of teamwork to spread acceptance, to spread kindness, and to spread love and joy and encouragement and inspiration. The more we can all do that as a team, the more a better place the world will be.
To learn more about DJ Svoboda, the Imagine Friends, and Imagineville, go to myimagineville.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Mike Reese and Neil Fettner with Operation Save Teens.
When we do Save Teens, we tell them, in the old days, you would have kids that experimented with things, and for the most part, they got by with it because there weren't very many things at that time that they could try one time and cause instant death. And we know in the last several years, things have changed. There are things you can use one time and you can die from it. While we're talking about tianeptine or any of the drugs, they're selling them in convenience stores, and absolutely parents have no idea. For the most part, we pay for our gas at the pump, but high school and junior high school kids go into convenience stores every day. They are inundated when they walk through that door at what we call point of sale, where it's hitting them between the eyes. We beg parents, go in and see for yourself what is out there.
The most precious resources that we have in America are our children. And our children, they're the way, they're the future. We have to do everything we can as parents school leaders, law enforcement, civilian employees to protect and remove the obstacles that our kids have. And that's how I approach this with Operation Save Teens. I'm very fortunate to be part of this program that's educated over 300,000 kids over the last 20 years. We tell the stories of the impact on the families and the collateral damage that happens when a kid falls into a situation and they experiment with something that they don't really know or understand. Operation Save Teens can be reached by emailing us at operationsaveteens@gmail.com, or you can visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/OST2001AL.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Thanks to my friend Daniel Svoboda, who I spoke with in North Carolina just the other day, Mary Angelini reached out to me about Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop. Right now I have Mary and Gabby on the line. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mary and Gabby.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. I mean, she went to several interviews. Nobody wanted to hire her. They assumed she'd be too slow at the job, but they didn't even try her at the job. They just said, no, you'll be too slow. So we decided that we couldn't keep going through interviews like that. And her friends were going through the same problem, same rejections. So she always wanted to have her own restaurant to give all her money, right, Gab? We want to help everybody out, especially entrepreneurs with special abilities, you know, empower them and show the world that they can do just what everybody else is doing. So it's been huge for us to help our community.
At my coffee shop, I want to do talent show, fashion show, and open mic night and disco.
And you can be as creative as you want to be because it's yours.
Yep. We've just grown exponentially since being here. I mean, that's warehouse space. People seeing our employees working in the warehouse, they also hire them to, you know, label their packages and do things for them as well. So it's really just grown by leaps and bounds just from being in this exposed area. They can go to our website. What's our website, Gabby?
GabbysGrounds.com with 1B.
1B. Yep, Gabby with 1B. GabbysGrounds.com. They can go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn. We're on all of them. On their website, we've got a link to our GoFundMe page, and they can make a donation there. And all the profits go to hiring people with special abilities and to opening up our coffee shop.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Kara Newby with Kara Newby Pottery in Auburn, Alabama.
I've been doing pottery since 2007. It actually kind of started, my husband was looking for a gift for me, and I told him that I had always wanted to take pottery classes. We at the time were living in Birmingham, and he found a woman who was doing private lessons, and I started taking with her. And then we moved to Ohio, to Columbus, and Columbus had a really great pottery studio through their Parks and Rec system, so I took there for a long time. And then when I moved back to Auburn also has a really good, both Auburn and Opelika have a really good at Pottery Studios through the Parks and Rec system. So I've been really lucky to be in areas where there are public facilities available. 3 or 4 years ago, I started working more out of my home slowly. So I bought a wheel and was carrying my stuff back to the studio for them to fire it. And then about 2 years ago, I bought a kiln and started firing things myself. It's been an interesting kind of very slow transition from kind of hobby to more of a business. This is actually not my full-time gig, although some people think it is. I'm a mother of three, and I also am a full-time PhD student at Auburn. I do have a website, karanewbypottery.com. I typically just have pieces up there that are past pieces. I don't have a shop online. I mostly sell through my social media, Instagram and Facebook, Karen Newby Pottery. You can find me there. I do think that we all are just on a journey in life, and we never know where those different hobbies will take us.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Amy Roseman. She is a bone marrow donor recruiter for DKMS.
We are an international nonprofit bone marrow donor center, and what we do is help families, corporations, and people like you, Mark. We help people get the word out about the need to register as a potential donor and walk people through the registration process and hopefully through the donation process to provide a second chance at life for a patient like Drew, who's in need of a whole new immune system. The biggest problem is awareness. People don't realize how easy this is. It's a matter of minutes, and you swab the insides of your teeth. If you're found to be a matching donor, well, that's a big if. So about 1% of people who sign up are found to be a matching donor. What we're looking for is a needle in a haystack. In Drew's case, we're looking for an exact genetic twin. Each one of us has an unrelated genetic twin. Like, it's crazy to think about. Drew doesn't have a matching donor in her family. She doesn't have siblings. So she's waiting on a stranger to step up, swab their teeth, and provide a second chance at life for her. There's never any expense. They can go on ahead and go online to dkms.org/Drew, and they can order a free kit to be sent to their home. It includes a postage paid envelope. So they follow the instructions, they swab at home, they put it in the postage paid envelope and send it back.
If you would like to be in the bone marrow donor database to help 8-month-old True Hayden, go to dkms.org/TRUE. Registering to become a donor is more than a cheek swab. It is a commitment to help save a life. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We appreciate John and Mark Cronin from John's Crazy Socks joining us here on The Mark White Show today. If you would like to support their sock business, go to johnscrazysocks.com. You can save 10% on your first order by using promo code Mark White. We also appreciate Tony Angelo for coming on the show today to share about Jamie Sweeney. If you can support the Sweeney family, I encourage you to go to GoFundMe.com/support-for-Jamie-Peggy. I'd also like to thank Kyla Carter for another great episode of Kyla's Corner and recognizing Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you would like to support Gabby's Grounds Coffee Shop, go to gabbysgrounds.com. That's Gabby spelled G-A-B-I. I hope that The Mark White Show is making a difference in your life. If it's an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing together to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or YouTube. In the Make a Difference Minute replay, you heard about DKMS and the Be True Bone Marrow Donor Drive. It is taking place today until 4 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Rock Family Worship Center at 3401 Holmes Avenue in Huntsville, Alabama. If you want to be a bone marrow donor, I encourage you to go to the Be True Bone Marrow Donor Drive today. You can also go to dkms.org/true, dkms.org/true, to register as a bone marrow donor. One final message for people in the North Alabama area, around Athens, Alabama. Team Blue Butterflies is hosting a Swamp John's dinner this afternoon from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and a percentage of that money will be donated to the Make-A-Way Foundation, which is an autism awareness foundation. It will take place in the Big Lots parking lot on Highway 72 in Athens, Alabama. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.